I'm Elise Forbes with BYU Idaho Radio. Dr. Jack Clark from the Madison Memorial Hospital joins me here in the studio. Thanks for coming by today.
Yep, thanks for having me.
So we know over the past couple of years, the COVID-19 pandemic hasn't been an easy battle. It lasted longer than maybe some of us think that it would, and some new variants have emerged. So could you maybe explain kind of how that's impacted the Madison Memorial Hospital?
Sure. Yeah, it's actually been quite interesting to see the range. When it first came out back in December 2019, heard about this virus that was over in China, and I'd heard things like this before throughout my career, didn't even really think that this one was ever going to come to us. It's like, oh, there's another Eastern virus, but
right.
So kind of a shock when this one did start coming over and started causing severe disease. This was very different than other diseases I've treated throughout my medical career. I've been practicing for over 20 years, and this one causes, when someone gets severe COVID, they have changes on their CAT scan that I've never seen before in terms of the way that it damages the lungs. So it can be very scary in severe cases. Your question regarding variants, that's been the tricky part, is often, you know, virus goes through, enough people get the virus or vaccinated, and then the virus goes away. But if it changes, then people can get reinfected. So that's probably the biggest danger with variants and changing in the virus, is that it's like flu, how flu can come back year after year. It's because flu changes every year and we get more people getting infected. The way it's changed things at the hospital is we've had to set up special areas where we take care of the COVID patients. So we keep them isolated so they're not around our surgical patients or our cancer patients, you know, trying to keep it from spreading to our people who would be at high risk for getting the disease. So it has been interesting in terms of the different barriers and things we put up in the hospital to try and keep it from spreading from the sick COVID patients to the non-COVID but still hospitalized people.
Yeah, I can imagine that's tricky, because the people who are maybe the most vulnerable are the ones that are also at the hospital. How has COVID impacted the ability for patients who are receiving maybe non-urgent surgeries or things that are less urgent than COVID to have access to those procedures?
Yeah, it was worse. When was that? Probably March, April of 2020. Again, when we didn't know what COVID was going to do for sure, they recommended that we shut down outpatient procedures. So people who needed hip replacements, knee replacements, for I think a month and a half, we weren't doing any of those kind of procedures. And now that we know more about COVID, know more how to protect people, we've pretty much been able to keep going with our regular surgeries and our other care for people. We did have, I think it was September, October of this year, got to the point where it was so busy upstairs with COVID and we had a big RSV surge that we were keeping some of our surgery patients down in day surgery. We were still doing the procedures, but we weren't taking them up to the normal floor where we normally take them. We were keeping them down on the first floor. But now we're pretty much back to being able to do procedures that people need to have done. So
that's good to hear. Talking about how we've learned more about the pandemic and how to protect ourselves over time, what recommendations would you give to Madison County residents in terms of that? And then also, how would you advise people who maybe are vaccinated, feeling a little bit sick, and just aren't sure what to do? They're not sure if it's a cold, if it's COVID, right? There's always that question.
Yeah, exactly. Very, very good question. Number one, vaccine is probably the best thing we can still do to try and prevent the spread of this disease. Even in the hospital, we're seeing about 95% of the people that get sick enough that they have to be in the hospital are those who have not been vaccinated. So really seeing a protective effect, you know, not everyone, you know, a few people still have been admitted to the hospital who've been vaccinated, but in general, much, much less severe disease, get better faster, out of the hospital faster. So number one recommendation is vaccine. Number two is wearing a mask. I know they're irritating. Seems like I've worn one for 2 years straight. But, you know, there are some studies showing that if you cough, you're going to spread whatever's in your mouth or your nose. And a lot of times we don't know when we're going to cough. So wearing a mask actually protects other people for that irritating cough that may come up at some unknown time. As far as what does a vaccinated person do when they're not feeling well? Yeah, that is a good question in terms of, especially right now, one of the things that we're seeing is we're reverting back to kind of at the beginning of the pandemic where we don't have enough tests. They've come out with home tests and different things, which was all great, but now they're sold out. And so it does make it tricky. I've heard of some university hospitals. I think University of Nevada now has gone to, they even have a thing on their Facebook page saying, we're only going to test for COVID if you're really sick and look like you need to be in the hospital. So basically telling people, don't come to our emergency room trying to get a COVID test, because if you just want to know just because, we're so limited on tests, we can only test people who are sick enough that they look like they need to be in the hospital. So yeah, as far as if you think you might have it, you know, whether it's COVID or influenza B or rhinovirus, you don't want to share any disease with anyone else. So a lot of the things that we're doing for COVID are good for other diseases as well. Stay home when you're sick, wash your hands, good distancing, Clorox wipes, do things like that to try and keep yourself and those around you safe and protected.
Gotcha. Yeah, even if it isn't COVID, you're keeping someone else safe from whatever you have.
Yeah.
And looking forward, how do you expect, I guess we can't predict the future, but do you have any kind of foresight or predictions on how the pandemic may shift looking into the future?
Yeah, it's my hope is that we'll get a variant that isn't very deadly in terms of making people sick. You know, I wouldn't mind if we had a variant that was like a common cold that people got it, they became immune to it, and that might be a way to kind of end this pandemic, which would, you know, I'm not recommending anyone try and genetically engineer that, but just as viruses shift, there's a chance it's either going to get worse or not as bad. And you mentioned the Omicron variant. It's a little early to tell, but the initial studies suggest that it is more infectious in terms of more people will get sick with it, but they don't get as sick when they get it. So the predictions are maybe kind of a wash for hospitals, that because if you have twice as many people get sick, but it's only half as many people end up in the hospital, you'll still end up with the same number overall in the hospital, but more people out in the community who are sick with it.
Gotcha. And I guess to finish up, just for you as a healthcare worker, being around other healthcare workers all the time, how has coronavirus and its variants influenced the need for healthcare workers? And how has that influenced healthcare workers? Is there a higher demand, I assume? Does that apply to the Madison County Hospital?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have our ERs busier than it's ever been. We just recently hired a new hospitalist. So I work full-time in the hospital as a hospitalist. We did have two of us doing it before COVID. It's so busy now, we've had to bring in a third person, so just couldn't do the hours because we have to have 24-hour coverage. So we've hired a third hospitalist. We need respiratory therapists, we need nurses. You know, we've had shortages, just like workplace shortages everywhere else. I mean, even our kitchen staff and housekeeping, it's been strange not having enough workers across a whole gamut of things that we need at Madison Memorial. So if anyone's interested in working in healthcare, this is a good time to get started. So
I bet, yeah. If anyone's thinking about studying nursing or anything like that, now would be the time.
Absolutely. We need help.
Do you have any kind of final thoughts, I guess, just to members of the community looking as we continue to work through this pandemic?
Probably my final thought is just be kind. I mean, so many people are on edge right now, and we don't need that. You know, it's hard enough on everyone. If we could just be nice to each other, you know, don't judge for vaccine status or for masking, or, you know, just cut everyone a break. You know, try and be nice to each other, because, you know, we're all in this together and would like to get through it together and come out in one piece on the other side. So that would probably be my parting thought, is be nice to each other. So
thank you. That's an important one.
All right.
Thank you for taking the time to talk with me today. This has been a conversation with Dr. Jack Clark from the Madison Memorial Hospital.
Thank you.
Thanks.